Today, we will read Luke chapter 12, verses 29 through 59. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, teach us, guide us, show us how we are to live according to your word. What are we to do in order to obey? Help us follow you and become more like you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 12, verses 29 through 59. And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Peter asked, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone? The Lord answered, Who then is the faithful and wise manager, whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. Truly, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose the servant says to himself, My master is taking a long time in coming. And then he begins to beat the other servants, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with unbelievers. The servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready, or does not do what the master wants, will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been trusted with much, much more will be asked. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He said to the crowd, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, 'It is going to rain,' and it does not. And when the south winds blow, you say, 'It's going to be hot,' and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled on the way, or your adversary may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny." All right. In today's reading, we actually went back and picked up a couple verses from yesterday, but they really fit in with what we are talking about today, which is, what is our focus? Where are we putting our attention? Are we focusing and spending our time and lives looking forward to the coming of Christ, looking forward to eternity, or are we focused on things that are temporary? Again, at the beginning of today's reading, Jesus says, "Seek His kingdom, seek God's kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." We are to seek the kingdom of God. That is our priority. And God will take care of the other things. God knows that we need food. God knows that we need clothes. God knows that we need these things. We are to seek God's kingdom first. Put Him first, and then He will provide for us the other things that we need. We need to seek Him and put Him first. He says, don't be afraid. Don't worry about all these other things. Focus on eternity. Look for things that will not wear out. A treasure in heaven that will never fail, where thieves can't steal it, other things can't destroy it. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our hearts need to be set on God, on His kingdom, on eternal things. The things of this world are nice, but they're temporary. We need to be focused on what is better, the things that are eternal, that never go away. That needs to be our focus. Because this moves us into the next section. As I am focused on eternity, and I keep that at the center of my life and my focus and where I'm going, then I am watching and waiting, knowing that this world is temporary, that I want to be always focused on what's coming in the world ahead. I want to always be focused on God, always be focused on doing what He wants me to do. Just like a servant who his master has gone away and left him in charge of many things. Jesus talks about how we need to be like that servant who is ready. Not being lazy, not ignoring our responsibilities, but we need to be ready so that when Jesus comes back, I am ready and waiting for God. When he comes back, I am ready. And I'm not surprised. He finds me doing what he told me to do. He finds me obedient. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. And he talks about that, that we don't know when he will return. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. It could be any time. I need to be focused on God so that when he comes back, I am ready. He says, the Son of Man will come at an hour when you don't know. And he gives this example. If a person knew when their house would be broken into, they would be awake, alert, and ready to defend their house and keep their house from being robbed. Well, in the same way, if we knew when Jesus was coming back, we would be able to do whatever we wanted and then at that moment be ready for him. But we don't know. And so what we need to do is live every day, every moment, as if this is the one that is the last, as if this is when he will come back. Whether it is I am that today he will come back, or today I could die, I don't know. And I may live for another 20 years or 40. We don't know how much time we have on this earth before he comes back or before we die. So every day I should be focused on things that matter, things that are eternal, that never end. That should be where I put my energy, my time, my life. And so Jesus encourages us to live as a servant that is ready and doing what his master tells him. We should not be living as that servant who is lazy, who disobeys his master, who goes against what his master tells him to do, who starts doing hurting the other servants. We don't want to be like that. Now, Jesus also gives a warning and talks about how he has not come to bring peace, but division. Well, what is this talking about? Well, again, it is focused on eternity. And there is going to be some division if we are truly following and obeying Christ. If I am doing what God tells me to do, there are going to be people who aren't happy about that. There are going to be people who do not like my serving and following God because it shows them that they are not. When I do what's right, it exposes the wrong that they are doing and they become uncomfortable. They become unhappy. And they don't like their wrong being exposed. And so there is going to be division. There will also be division among those who don't believe. That there are some who either follow other religions or are clinging strongly to a belief that doesn't accept Christianity. And there's going to be conflict. But in light of all of this chapter, I'm reminded to seek God's kingdom first. I need to put God and obedience to him above everything else. Now, at the beginning, I need to seek God above worrying about material things. And then I need to seek God above my own personal pleasure. I need to put his work first as a servant, obeying his master, ready for him to come back at any time. Here, I need to put God first above pleasing other people, even if that's my family. I need to realize that God's kingdom and God is they that is more important than making my family happy. And if obeying God means that there is conflict with my family, then that is where I have to go. I have to put obedience to God before obedience to my earthly parents. If obeying my parents means I disobey God, then God is first. If following God and living a life for His kingdom creates a problem in my family, then obedience to God comes before maintaining peace in my family. Now, if there is a way for me to obey God and maintain peace in my family, I need to find a way to do that. I don't want to intentionally cause division and conflict among my family, but I should not let a desire for peace stop me from following God, stop me from obeying God. I need to be watching, waiting, and ready for Jesus to come back. Because it could be any time. I don't know when it's going to happen. I can look at the sky and say, oh, look, dark clouds are coming, it's about to rain. But I don't always do well at looking at the world around me and saying, Jesus could be coming back at any time. That's what I need to be doing. I need to be watching and ready so that when he comes, I am ready to see him. What about you? Is there something that you need to do today to obey and follow God? If he came back today, are you ready? Is there sin in your life that you need to confess and get rid of? Is there something that he has told you to do that you have not done? Do what it takes to be ready and live your life ready for him to come back. Lord, help us. Help us to watch and wait and be ready to see you when you come back. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.